بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker for today's discussion from the Islamic House of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the program.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the story and the incident that took place between Hazrat Khizr and Hazrat Musa. This is a Quranic story, an authentic one, which is mentioned in Ayah 60 to 82 of Surah Kahf. We can say in this surah, we could see that Khizr and Hazrat Musa are accompanying each other to a distant places. And during this travel, or this, we can say, accompanying each other, some incidents took place, the most important of which and the most ambiguous one was the killing of a teenager. Let's be a little bit about concerned about this story, Sheikh Rouhani. What is this story exactly and why at all? For example, how can I say, an unwanted action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is killing of an innocent people, took place in this story.
You know, first of all, we should know that in this story, we have a very, very unique and a specific case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is not something general.
Yes.
We cannot generalize it.
Yes.
Or publicize it. Because it happened very uniquely, very specifically by the hands of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a kind of exceptional case in which that story happened.
Okay.
And the other, so when it comes to these kind of specific cases or unique kind of cases, we should understand that Prophet Khidr was appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And he was given a specific knowledge.
Yes.
And he knew that what were going to happen for that child in the future. So that's why by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a very specific permission, as a very unique kind of permission, then Musa did that.
Mm-hmm.
So here, since Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he was allowed and permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that, so here we cannot say that, okay, why did it happen?
Yes.
Because same is the case. For example, if you ask this, that why did Musa did such and such, we can ask this, oh Allah, for example, why the galaxies are such and such, why mm-hmm. the sun is such and such, why the moon is such and such, why the earth is. Because everything which is decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be in that specific position or situation, or let's say case, then of course there's no question about that. That is why Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better knows.
Yes.
That what is good for Musa, for Khidr, and yes. for that child in that situation, and what were going to happen. There are some hikmahs,
and there,
some
there were
wisdoms.
Some conditions put by
yes.
Hazrat Khiz on Musa,
yeah,
because
yeah,
Musa was interested in Khiz as a spiritual trainer,
yeah, yeah.
but Khiz had put some condition, the
yeah,
most important
so.
Of which was silence.
Yeah, you have to
so
decide.
Whatever happens during this travel,
yes.
from this place A to place B, you are not allowed to ask any question, you have to put...
Yes,
and
yes.
in three important cases,
the late
we can say Musa... that's right.
Violated.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah, he violated. He violated the rulings of being silent.
We can take this lesson from this story that same as the case with all the decisions made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always keep silent because we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best.
Okay.
Here Khidr knew better than Musa, knows better than Musa that what is the best for best mm-hmm. thing for this child.
Yes.
And later we see that for, from the offspring of those parents,
yes,
better children came to this world. And of course, mm-hmm. because they were mu'min and this child were supposed to become like kafir or disbeliever, and it was like a threat against the parents. It was not for the interest of neither the parents nor the rest of the people. So that's why it was a specific knowledge that was given to Hadhrat Khidr. And then in that specific situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted, as an exceptional case, we can say, to the Khidr to do that. Of course, here we should be submissive to the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the absolute knowledge and He knows what is the best, and He loves all the creatures, particularly Musa, Khidr, and that child.
That's all right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah,
we worship Allah and no one but Allah. Of course, when we refer, we can say to the stories, there are also other important cases. For example, they went into the ship, and the Kansai Hazrat has started making a hole in a ship. Musa couldn't tolerate and asked the question. This was the first time. Again, they saw a teenager, as we said, the most ambiguous one. We can say Khiz killed it. And then Moses asked that, why did you kill this innocent one? And the third one was, for example, that's right, building the wall and rebuilding the wall by Hazrat Khiz around the city. And for the third time, when Moses started asking, and he, we can say, did not observe the conditions, from that time on, Hazrat Khiz told Musa, from now onward, there is no connection between me and you. And by the explanations of Hazrat Khiz, you know, everything became clear.
Yeah.
What kind of spiritual training, and it's better to say mystical trainings, are in these stories, Shaykh?
You know, when you do not know, you mm-hmm. have to keep silent, you have to learn.
Okay.
First of all, this is the story. If you are a student like Musa and Khidr is your master, your teacher, you have to listen. Sometimes because you do not know, if you interfere or interrupt, for example, Khidr, something bad will happen to you. So, of course, this is the first lesson. The second lesson is that we can never generalize it. We can never say that, okay, if sometimes, for example, I know based on my some presuppositions about someone that he might be in the future a bad guy, can I kill him? Of course not. Of course not. We cannot generalize it. We cannot make it a general rule for all the people. Of course, it's not. If some people, for example, misunderstand this story, saying that, okay, because Khidr killed someone mm-hmm. while he did not commit the crime, before committing the crime, Khidr, for example, killed, then, of course, we can also kill someone who are supposed to, for example, commit some crime against some people. No, we cannot generalize it. Mm-hmm. It was a very specific situation, a specific story. There were some hikmah, some wisdom behind it that we might not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, and Khidr ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam knows best the best what happened for the young man, the teenager, I think.
Yes. Moses and Khidr were both prophets on that time?
Yes, of course.
So how is it that, for example, a prophet like Moses does not have the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Khidr has?
So, you know,
This is the great ambiguity.
Because the levels of anbiya are different.
Uh-huh.
For example, the level of the last Nabi, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is very much higher as compared to the rest of the anbiya.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, we have Ulul Azm prophets. Ulul Azm prophets are in the higher level as compared to the other prophets. Khidr ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam has a kind of a specific sort of status or position that Musa might not have. And of course, there's no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's right. There is a famous, we can say, Maulavi has refers to this story. He says, As kalim haq bi amuze karim, bin che miguyad ze mushtaqi kalim, ba chenin jah o chenin peygamberi, talib khizram ze khudbini bari. You know, although Moses was a great person, but he was talib khiz, you know, he was looking for a spiritual trainer. And we can say, ze khudbini bari, self-conceit,
yeah, of course,
and selfishness.
Yeah. Yes,
was
yes.
Somehow, I think the best lesson that we can take from the story of Musa and Khiz is to be away from selfishness and self-conceit, Sheikh, isn't it?
Yes, of course, when you do not know, when you have enough knowledge, when you are a learner, yeah, as a student, you have to be always silent and you have to respect your master. You have to just learn from him till the end of, for example, the story. You have to keep silent so that you would understand, you would get those lessons from that master. Yeah, this is the reality and the story, because Khidr knew that, for example, if this child remain alive, then there would be lots of kind of consequences for the child itself.
That's
for
right.
The child himself, and also for the parents.
Yes.
Because it was supposed for the parents to become the father of some prophets in the coming generations. With that child, they would not be like parents of prophets. That is why he was killed, because it was better for himself, for he himself, and also for the parents, and also for the next generations.
That's right.
Of that two parents.
And we know when you refer to Ahl al-Irfan, or we can say the knowledgeable people of Islam, they consider different levels for prophets, as you said. For example, those who have maqam al-bashariyat, you know, in terms of humanity, they are prophets. They live like the other maqam al-rasalat. They give message of Allah, and maqam al-velayat. They say that in this story, Prophet Khizr was the symbol of the, how can I say, the deeper layers of the concept of prophethood, whereas Moses was the symbol, or it's better to say, the manifestation of prophethood in terms of zahir or outer manifestation. So these inner and outer manifestations can be tracked in the life of Prophet Khizr and Prophet Moses. Although Moses was in maqam tashri, or prophethood, as a prophet who can bring Allah's message, was complete, but in maqam batin, or inner soul, he needs some, we can say, perfection.
Yes, of course.
In life, that's right. So there are still so many, we can say, lessons that we can take from the life of Prophet Moses and Prophet Khizr in our life, and how, for example, these prophets, because we know that Prophet Moses is one of the most referred one in the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, when you refer to Prophet Moses, has been referred to mostly, and his story, his spiritual perfection, the travels that he had here and there, you know, are very important in order for those who want to be spiritually grown up.
Yeah, one of the lessons that we can take is this, that all people, all, for example, followers of the last prophet,
yes,
whatever Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam orders you, you have to keep silent, you have to obey, you have to follow.
Okay.
You shouldn't, for example, put the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the questions, because
right.
You do not know what will happen to you.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you. I really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you very much, Sheikh.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The end of the episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة علي وحسين وحسن.